Blog Talk Radio. Let me try to fix my camera here. Amen. Lean not into your own understanding. Amen. And guess what? That works for me. That works for me. Amen. 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 So also I want to read our scriptures. So I'm coming from 1 Samuel today, 1 Samuel chapter 1, and I'm going to begin with the 13th verse. I'm just super excited on this morning. I am just so super excited on this morning. So 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 13 says, "Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli, though she had thought she had been drunken." And it's amazing because I really love this portion of scripture because it shows her tenacity. It shows her zeal. It shows, you know, how much she was like, in control of the whole situation. I know God is in control. I'm not saying that God wasn't in control, but I'm talking about her being in control in terms of what she wanted, what she was going after. And she didn't allow nobody to make her feel like she was nothing. And even though she did, she still was so persistent to move forward. So this is the story of Hannah, and she was married to Elkanah. And in that culture, in some cultures today, you can have more than one wife. And that culture, they had more than back in those times. They had, and how about still today? They had more than one wife, which was Penina, and she provoked this woman's sword. Every year they would go up to Shiloh, and they would give sacrifices unto the Lord. Hannah was barren and had no children, but Penina had children. But Elkanah loved her so much, and he always gave her a worthy portion of sacrifice to give unto the Lord. They would go up to Shiloh each year. And he would give her a worthy portion than he gave to anybody. His other wife, his children, he always gave to Hannah more. And he said unto her one day, you can read it for yourself, 1 Samuel. And he said, you know, aren't I better than 10 sons? Amen. And she didn't answer that because, you know, she probably didn't want to hurt her husband's feelings. But what I love about Elkanah is that, and I'm just going to go off topic for a minute, sometimes we feel as those who have been divorced or those who have been those who have come out of a broken relationship or something that was toxic and they feel like there's no good men out here or those is not good women out here. There is good men and there is good women out here. Amen. But I know as a female that they are good men out here. And those who have joined us who are male, there are good females out here. It's just who we choose as our mates. But what I love about Elkanah is that he loved Hannah. And he did not disregard her emotions or her feelings, how she felt, or made her feel bad because she couldn't produce. Oh, glory be to God. I just love it. He didn't get on her because she couldn't produce. Amen. He was trying to, you know, compensate her and give her more and give her gifts and give her, you know, worthy portion than the others, just showing his love. And even though there's something that you're not able to produce, I still love you. How many of us look at people, or sometimes we even mistreat our children because we feel as though they don't have the gift and talent that we want them to have. They don't have the tenacity and the will to get up and find the correct type of job or go out into workplace and really strive to be all they can be. And sometimes we get upset and mistreat them and look at our other kids and put them on a higher pedestal because they have more of a zeal, a more tenacity to go out to pursue their dreams and goals instead of taking time with the child and see where they are mentally so you can begin to help them. Amen. And I don't care if they're 30, 40 years old, they're still your kid. Amen. But what I love about Elkanah is that he loved Hannah so much, and I love the love that he had for her. But even at that time, she excused herself, and she went up to the temple. So this is where the story of Eli come in, where he was the priest over the temple. So she went up into the temple to pray unto the Lord. Look at her. And even though Penina vexed her sore, you know as women how we can be, honey. We can be catty and we can be sitting up there showing you or rubbing on our stomach something that you don't have, driving by in your fancy car, knowing that we want a fancy car, but for right now our funds is limited. For right now, you hear what I say? Right now, because me and my family, we always say it's just for right now. It's not always going to be like this. Woo, glory be to God. Whew. So she and fancy car, maybe some apple bottom shoes that she's wearing, and you're not able to afford the apple bottom shoes, but it's okay because see, what I love about Hannah is that it didn't cause her to get off focus. And sometimes the enemy will throw things at you so you could be unfocused, so you can get off track, so you can jump off the train. But let me tell you something. If you jumped off the train, get back on the train and keep on going. Ain't nobody looking at you but God. Hallelujah. He just wants the best for you. Glory be to God. So when she went to the house of the Lord, the priest Eli accused her of being drunk because he couldn't hear her prayers. He just seen her mouth moving. But have you ever been at a point where you walking around like you drunk in the spirit, haven't even had a taste of alcohol in your mouth, but because you just feel so overwhelmed? Oh my God, Lord, it seems like life is just, I can't even bear it anymore. Because life is so heavy, and you just walking around just staggering. I know when I'm in the house of the Lord, I know when I'm at St. Paul Chapel, those who are on here know, I go for it. I don't care what my hair looks like afterwards, if my makeup is gone, because I love to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. And don't allow nobody to take you or cause you to get off focus. But even though this man of God accused her of being drunk, she still didn't let up. She still continued to pray. She didn't get angry and said, I can't believe he accused me of being drunk. I'm leaving the house of the Lord. I'm leaving it. Because, see, she was focused. And how often do people offend us in the house of the Lord and we say, we out of here. I'm off this ministry. I'm done with this. I'm not even going. You got to keep moving. You got to keep shaking, because that's just the trick of the enemy. Not there, the enemy, but the enemy using them to get you off track. Keep your focus. Hallelujah. And though, just using my own imagination, she may have felt like her biological clock is ticking. Sometimes when we step out in the Lord, we feel like our biological clock is ticking. Lord, we can't do that. I can't open up this business. Oh, Father, I can't go forward in this ministry because of my age. Because did you take a look in the Bible? Those who were of age and older, 100 years old, still moving and shaking, Sarah, Abraham, Moses, woo, glory, Caleb in the Bible, but they still continue to move forward. They still continue to get all what they needed in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo, I'm just so excited on today because God is so amazing. And he's so powerful, and I just love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him. So even though in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of Penina not liking her, did she cuss Penina out? Because she knew there was one thing that she needed. She wanted something from the Lord. So I know, and it's crazy because in the midst of wanting to give up, oh glory, in the midst of wanting to give up, you could feel something stirring on the inside. You could feel something brewing on the inside because God wants that thing to come forth. And even when you feel like throwing in the towel, you'd be like, Lord, I'm done with this. You can still feel the invitation on the inside. Oh, glory be to God. Let me tell you, I can attest to this because sometimes I feel like saying, this is it. I feel like saying, oh, my God. I mean, you have people looking at your ministry, looking at the things that you do, looking at your business, looking at who you are. Don't allow nobody to degrade you. Don't allow nobody to make you feel like you're nothing. Don't allow nobody to make you feel like you're not worthy. Don't make people make you feel like that. Don't carry other people's stones. I talked about this a couple of years ago. Don't carry people's stones that they threw at you. Throw those things back. Throw those things back. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. I am wonderfully, beautifully made. What you talking about? That's how you see me, but how does God see me? And that's how you got to live. Because if not, if you continue to listen to other folks and how they look at you, you would never move and you would never get anywhere. And you look at them and they gone. they succeeded. they moved on. They did everything they could possibly do, you know, to destroy you. But while they still moving, you got to watch out for those kind of folk. But what I love about him, I'm going to read the next scripture. That was 13. And verse 14 says, and Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee.
That wasn't done.
You got to keep reading it because she says, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. Let me tell you something. And she could have been hurt because it was the leader of the church. But she was like, I ain't moving from this place. No, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. She still stayed on her knees. She still went in digging deep, praying to the Lord. That's the word right there, just digging deep. Sometimes we like to do surface stuff with the Lord. But God calls you to go deep. And sometimes we don't want to go deep because we went deep before and we got pushed out. Ooh, glory. We went deep before and we got shut out. We went deep before and it was like, nope, you got to go. But when you keep digging and you know that God persistent, just being persistent, persistency, just when you are persistent, let God continue to build up that persistentness in you, just being persistent. Ooh, I done made up all kind of words on persistent, persistentness, persistent. But you know, look, it's new words added to the dictionary every year. But you got to keep on going. You got to keep on pushing. You just got to be, Lord, I know the Bible says be anxious for nothing, but I'm talking about just keep going deep. Just keep going deep. And you ain't got to be anxious about it, but when you feel that call on the inside, stop looking at your age because we get all tricked up with that. Oh, you 50-something years old. You 60, 70, 80 years old now, and here you come. Oh, you 20. You too young for that. Oh, you 30. You should have been did that in your 20s. What are you talking about? Oh, you should have did that in your 40s. Oh, now you 40. You ain't that. Don't allow people to put a time clock on you. Put no time clock on you because he knows when is the right time. He knows there is a right time and when it's for. Some of you have been crying all night. Hallelujah. Wipe the tears from your eyes because it's already done. You just got to keep on moving. You got to keep on working at it. In the midst of Hannah may feel like, oh, my God, Lord, I've been praying about this situation and it's not moving. But because she prayed and kept praying, that thing shifted. Oh, glory, it shifted. God opened up her womb. After the priest Eli accused her, he wound up blessing her. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He wound up blessing her. And she didn't even, you know, hold him accountable for that in terms of or being angry with him. Only thing she knows is that he accused me. Okay, I'll let that go. I explain I'm drunk. I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. He blessed her. And when she went back home, God remembered her. Hallelujah. When her and her husband, and she did conceive and bring forth the son, which was Samuel. Because, see, that's the thing. Look how powerful Samuel was. How powerful he became in the Lord. And, oh, Jesus, thank you. Don't you know that that enemy would try to stop that thing from moving forward? Take your mind off your age on today. Take it. I don't care if you're 20 and your teens listening. I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 15. Get your mind off your age on today. But look at that. That Penina, just being used by the enemy to provoke her, to get her off track. What was going to be coming down the pipeline? Woo, glory be to God. What was coming down the pipeline? And the pipeline was Samuel. But look if she would have given up. Look if you would give up losing your business, losing those things that God called you to do, never coming forth, aborting it before you even get on this earth. Before the fruition, before the manifestation. Oh, glory. So you got to look at some stuff. When that enemy coming up against you like that, you got something powerful on the inside of you. But what I love about Hannah is that when God opened up her womb and blessed her, she didn't forget about God. So how often when God blesses, we forget about him. We ask for a new car. We ask for a new house. We ask for business. We ask for peace of mind. We ask for a new person on the inside of us. And what happens? We wind up forgetting all about God once we feel like we have arrived, and that's it, and we forget all about him. We ain't praying like we used to. You need to get back on your knees. Get back on your knees, continue to pray and reverence the Lord. And not just because everything is happening around us. Get on your knees because you love him. Get on your knees because he's almighty. Get on your knees because he was there for you before your parents was there for you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. So what I'm saying to you on today, you got to look at your situation. Why is this enemy running up against me so bad? Why is he threatening me every time you turn around? I got this, I got that. I take 10 steps forward, I get knocked 15 steps back. But don't you know when you go backwards, hallelujah, God will thrust you forward. So you took 10 steps, seemed like you went back 5, but don't you know God will push you back up to 20, 25 steps? And it gets better. It gets better. Broken hearts are mended. Hannah's broken heart was mended in time, but it takes time to mend. It takes time to be mended from broken hearts. But don't get off focus on today. Don't get off focus. Know that if God is for you, who can be against you? Don't get off focus on today. God loves you, and he is there for you. I just love it because we don't take a look at, we'd be so caught up in what's going on around us that we don't look to see, why am I being so aggravated? Why am I so frustrated? Why is this enemy coming up against me every chance I get? He's coming through my kids. He's doing stuff with my kids. He's doing stuff with my mate. He's, every time you come around, he's just busy, 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 busy. But don't you know that's when you fall on your knees and say, God, I know you got this thing. Be a cover and be a protector, Father. God, work it out. I know it's already done. I know when it comes to our kids and those who don't have any children, you know, who are raising nieces and nephews and godchildren. God, go before them and cover them in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, but don't give up. Why are you praying? Don't give up. Why are you praying? Keep moving. Why are you praying? And you get off of your knees, say, God, I know you got this thing, and begin to work. You got to begin to work and work that thing. While you waiting on the Lord, you doing your part. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't like to do our part. See, Hannah said, I'm going to do my part. So it's not about me laying with my husband and him planting the seed. It's about, I know the seed giver. I know the one who's going to grow the seed. I know who the real planter is. Oh, glory be to God. See, we put all our focus on the wrong things. We put it on the wrong people because we feel like they're the one who gave it to us. No, God is the planter. God planted that seed within Hannah. And then God used her husband, Elkanah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But there we go, always giving credit to everybody else except for God. He is the maker. He is the all-creator. He is the one who plants seeds. And then what? People come behind and water it? Mm-hmm. So true, yeah. But you got to see where the blessing came from. The blessing came from God. Hallelujah. But she didn't give up in spite of. And she could have got all wrapped up in Penina, all cussing her out all in the house, all mad. Mm-mm. She said, I ain't got to do that. I'm keeping my focus. That's why I love her and her story, because she was so powerful and she was so focused. So in the midst of all that going around her, being provoked sore, every year I go up, it's the same thing. But it's okay, because when my husband sits down, he gave a portion to them and their kids. Well, what about me? But see, she didn't blame her husband for it. She went to God and said, God, you got to do something. God, you got to open up my womb. Father, please open up my womb. Open up my womb. And she gave Samuel back. She gave her son back over to the Lord because she said so. And then God, he opened up her womb again, and she had more children other than Samuel. But she kept her end of the bargain. And she kept her end of the bargain, because when God bless us, we so forget about him. We used to be praying for a whole hour. Now we're tarrying for 15 minutes with the Lord because he didn't bless us. But Hannah kept her promise to God. She says, if you bless me, I will give him back over to you. And she did just that. After she weaned him, she took him back up to the house of the Lord, and she gave her son over. So she would just go yearly to see her baby, where you, how you used to be with the Lord, how the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, you don't look at your phone and look at your texts, but you go into prayer to God. Hallelujah. Go back to that. Go back to that. Because you get so distracted when you wake up, everything is on Instagram or Facebook. No, God waiting for you. Get up and give him his praise. Give him what's due to God. But don't allow yourself to get off focus. Focus. Stay focused. See, Hannah was focused even in the midst of being called something other than what she was. Now you're saying I'm a drunk? No. But she still maintained her integrity. Ooh, that's it. She still maintained her integrity. She still kept all her morals and values in place. Because, see, she knew who she was as a woman. She knew who she was as an individual, as a person. And she wasn't going nowhere. She was like Jacob, just wrestling. She was like, I'm not going nowhere. Accuse me if you want to, but I know who I am, God. Hallelujah. I know, I try to read some of your comments, but if you want to, if those who are dialed in, if you want to press one, I'll take your call. If you want to comment on something I said, you can always press one and I'll take your call. God is so good because I'm just excited on today. Not, and you got to think about those things. You have to think about when the enemy come up against you so bad, you know, and he come up against you because he don't want something to come forth that's going to be so powerful. And sometimes we get caught up for a minute. You feel like those who are on this call who have gotten caught up and got on track, get back on track. Get back on track and get out of your own way. Because sometimes we be in our own way all the time. We just be in our own way all the time. But get out of your way and let God use you. Let God continue to uphold you. Let God continue to move through you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. This is coffee with me, y'all. I hope y'all drinking your coffee and your tea. I've been going so much, I didn't even take a sip of my coffee. But if you want some of my delicious coffee, you can go to my website, which is www.hopevictorious.com. Got some great things on there for you. But on today, don't lose your focus. Don't get off track and keep moving. I don't care if you're directed. When you go in, they always got something to say. Your CEO got something to say about you. Your coworkers got something to say about you. Keep your focus and do what you need to do. Keep your focus and keep moving forward. Keep your focus and just keep doing what God called you to do. Because it's so easy to get off track by all of these distractions. Yesterday, I was looking for something, and I was getting so off. I was like, Lord, I was trying to calm my spirit. I was trying to keep cool, looking for something. I said, oh, my God, I can't find it. So I kept looking, straightened up some stuff around me. Okay, it wasn't, I thought maybe it fell in between something. It fell in between nothing. But at the end of the day, I was proud of myself because I thought I was just going to go nuts if I could not find it. But I calmed my spirit. I said, you know what? And it didn't, to be honest, it did take me off focus for something because I was working on something at the time. And I said, you know what? That's something to take me off focus. But you know what? I continued to let my day go. And just before I said, you know what? I'm done looking for this. I'm going to just keep moving forward. And don't you know I found it? I said, oh, my God, God is so good. And my sister said, just pray, you know, ask God. He'll reveal to you where it is. You know, it'll pop up, you know, and it sure enough did. But I was proud of myself because let me tell you something. You talking about, you ever see Madea, Tyler Perry, when she be in there throwing stuff out? I was like, you're going to throw everything out. Lord have mercy. It wasn't even in that place. But what I'm saying to you is that don't allow things to cause you to get off focus. Amen. Don't allow things that cause you to get off track. Stay on board with the Lord. Keep doing what God called you to do. And this is the last thing I wanted to say to you. Even in the midst of Hannah being accused of being drunk, even when he called her out of her name, she still knew who she was. She didn't retaliate back and start cussing him out. Mm-mm. She didn't do that because, see, she knew who she was. She knew she was Hannah. She knew that she was the child of the Most High God. She knew who God was to her. So it don't matter how folks see you. It don't matter what they say about you. It didn't cause her to get off track. She stayed on track, and she kept praying. She kept moving before the Lord, moving in her prayer life to God, talking to him. And I just love that. even to a point where it looked like she was drunk. You know she had to be overwhelmed in the spirit, like, oh, my God, to be accused. Woo, Jesus. But she still didn't get off track. And she still stayed the course. Stay the course. Those names that people called you years ago, bury it. Let it go. Because you're not who they said you are. You know who you are. You're a child of the King. Hallelujah. He didn't make no junk. You are a royal priesthood. He didn't make no junk. So love on yourself on today and stay on track. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't lean into your own understanding. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's our topic. Lean not to your own understanding. Because, see, God knows everything, and he will make things clear. He will give you clarity on some things. So don't go to the witch doctor. Don't go to all this card-reading people to read your palm and all that stuff because you're not getting the answer from God. Don't turn to that because that's witchcraft. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing about you. But God knows everything. Pray and ask God to give you clarity. Give me clarity, God. Give me clarity. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you all for joining in. I'm so excited that you all came with me on today. So I'm getting ready to close out in prayer. And those who came on, God bless you. I'll go back and I'll acknowledge you on Facebook. Normally my mama, she always texts me all the names and stuff, people that are on. But she's out today. But I just want to say to you all, good morning. This has been so awesome. Oh, my aunt is on. Happy birthday, Aunt Star. Happy birthday. So just be excited about what the Lord is doing for you in your life. Just be excited about who he is. Just be excited for the Lord. Hi, Sandy. Just be excited for the Lord. Amen. Hi, Cousin Camille. Amen. So let us pray before I come off. Amen. I think I've seen one more. Just one moment. Hi, Dino Murphy. How are you? Amen. So let us pray. And I'll go back and read the rest of the names. Amen. Hallelujah, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, God. God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for the mercies, God. I thank you, God, for just allowing us, Father God, to stay true to you, Father. I thank you, God, for just giving us the zeal to push forward. I thank you, Father, for wrapping your arms around us. Most of all, I thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for sins that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And, Lord, before we go, I ask that, Father God, you would touch Buffalo, New York, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. You would touch Pastor Paul and his congregation. You would touch all the churches, the whole entire community, Father God. God, if you would just go and touch those who have lost loved ones, Father God. Hallelujah, God. Mend their broken hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, we do thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for justice in the name of Jesus, dear Father God. How rightful justice in the name of Jesus, God, we do thank you. Touch us as a nation, Father God. Go before us, Father God. Go before Ukraine on today. Touch this whole world, Father, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we know that we're in your hands. We know that we are saved, made safe, preserved, security. I thank you, God, for coming to my heart, for saving me, God. Lord, I believe that your son Jesus died on a cross for my sins and rose on the third day. Oh, God, I thank you. Woo, Jesus, that you redeemed me, Father. I thank you for redeeming us on today. We love you. We love you, Father. It's in Jesus' name. And touch everybody that's on this call. Touch those on YouTube. Touch those who dialed in. Touch those who on Facebook right now, Father God. Do it for your glory. Touch those who want to watch the replay. Hallelujah, God. God, I worship you and I thank you. Continue to touch our children, God. Protect them, Father. Protect all of us, God. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Give direction. Hallelujah. Give direction on today and clarity, Father God. Allow us to stay focused on you, Father God, and on your promises, dear God, and that we will love you, fall in love with you like we did when we first came to you, Father. You was our first love, Father God. Get us back to that place, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. I thank you, God, for die on the cross for my sins, God, for our sins, God, those who have confessed you, God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, God, for your moving and your power. Ooh, your movement. Just thank you for your movement. Glory, glory, glory for your movement. God, I thank you in Jesus' name. And touch my pastor, Pastor Joshua Gooden and his family. We thank you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. God is awesome. Let me tell you, he is awesome. He is awesome. He is awesome. God has not forgotten about you, even though some that may feel, God, you forgot about me. Father, you looked over me, God. But let me tell you, so ooh, glory be to God. Oh, God, I thank you. Because sometimes you can actually sit there and it's like you're raising your hand, even though nobody see your hand raised. But you raise your hand on the inside and say, God, did you forget about me? Because everybody is, it seems like everybody is getting picked except for me. Don't you know God did not forget about you? Don't you know that God has you on his mind? He see your hand raised. He see your heart. He knows you. He has not forgotten about you. You keep praying. You keep worshiping. Yeah, that's it. You keep worshiping. Keep serving. Keep worshiping. Keep serving. And keep worshiping. Keep serving. God sees you. God hears you. He loves you. Amen. He loves you. So he didn't forget about you. He did not forget about you. He did not. You just keep praying. Because you know he's God. And he loves you. He's not trying to hurt you or harm you. He loves you. God is not trying to hurt you. He loves you. He loves you. But when there's purpose in you, glory be to God. When there's purpose in you, we go through some things. We go through some hurt and pain. But when there's purpose in you, he's not angry with you. He's not mad. We just have to go through some things when there's purpose so it can be right. And we can do according to how God wanted to be done. Hallelujah. So you just in preparation right now. You feel like you're in preparation. I know I've been there. My heart was like broken. Like, Lord, my heart is broken. What is going on? But preparation time. Oh, glory. Preparation time. When ain't nothing else going on around you. Only, I'm talking about when you're just dealing with yourself. And you feel so broken heart. Just with you. Nothing because something happened. Because of you just trying to get to that place. God got you and has not forgotten about you. But purpose is purpose in you. Purpose in you. God bless you. My broadcast is there at the call. It's in. I see you all next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Be blessed. God bless you. Bye.